You're listening to A Slice of Therapy with me, Alan Parry. In this episode, I'm going to share with you a practice that I do every single year. And in fact, I did it yesterday. So it's a really good opportunity for me to share with you what I did yesterday. As I start thinking about the year ahead, 2022, is just a couple of days away now. And so at this time of year, I always think ahead, not to make New Year's resolutions, but to have a review of my year and to ask myself five questions, which really help me to think forward in such a way that gets me a better year than if I didn't do this exercise. Now, it's a really straightforward exercise to do. I normally just type it out. I write out the questions, but you can do it with pen and paper as well. And so I'm going to go through five questions that are really good to ask yourself at this time of year that will then help you going forward to decide what it is that you want 2022 to look like. Now, you could actually ask these questions just of life generally, but I don't choose to do that. I look in certain categories just because my mind doesn't go so blank. If I'm looking at life generally, it's kind of hard to answer these questions. If I go into a specific category of life, I find it easy. So here's some categories that you might want to look at. I look at all nine of them, but you might want to have different category names or maybe just pick a few that seem important to you. So the nine categories I ask these five questions of, I'll go through them first and then I'll run through the five questions. So first I look at relationship. And what I mean by relationship is like intimate relationships, like partner, that kind of relationship. So not just relationships with anybody. I'll come to that a little bit later on. But one's intimate relationship. And you might not even have a relationship, but nonetheless, you can still ask these five questions of that area of life, even if that part of life is not going as you would wish it to. So that's the first category, relationship. The second category, I then look at friendships. And I ask these five questions in that category area. Like, what's happening with my friendships? Next, I'll look at my career. And by career, really, it doesn't necessarily need to be something that you even think of as a career, but it's really your work life, I suppose. It allows you just to ask these questions of your work life. Then I look at my finances. And I ask questions around my finances, my financial security, and all those kind of areas of life. Then I'll look at creativity. Now, you might look at creativity, but to me, that's really important. It's a really important part of who I am, to be able to engage in creative life. Now, I think therapy is a very creative space as well, which is a big part of the reason why I'm so happy doing therapy and being a therapist. But there's other areas of creativity as well. You know, I probably mentioned before that my background is in the creative arts. Before I was a therapist, I was in the performing arts. And so creativity is really at my core. And so that's one of the categories that I choose to look at. You might actually choose to leave that out or to include it or to have a completely different category there instead. The next category I'll ask these five questions of are my health and fitness. So that's my health. It's how fit my body is. It's how, to what extent I'm in an emotional struggle. It's all these kind of health and fitness questions that I'm looking at in that category. And next, I'll look at where I live. So that might be the location. It might be the amenities. It might be how far away it is to the things I like, how far away I am to my friends. It might be how tidy my house is, which is always a constant struggle for me. But I'll look at my general living environment. And then what I'll look at, which I think is the penultimate category, is learning and growth. Now, again, that's important to me as well. And it's not important to everyone, but I love to learn. I love to develop. I love to find new things out. And so learning and growth is a really important thing for me to look at when I'm asking these five questions. And then finally, fun and joy. Now, fun, I think, is something that's really easy to miss out of life. And so I like to include that. You know, those areas of life where you can have a laugh and be silly or do things that feel enjoyable, all those kind of things. And I'll have a review of that just to make sure that I'm not kind of, that's not falling off my table, if you like, because I think it's really easy to overlook that. So there's nine categories that I look at. You don't have to look at all nine. You might even not want these nine categories. You might completely rename them. But these are things as a starting point that might be helpful. And so I just go through each of these and ask these next five questions to each and every one of them. So let's look at the first question. Now, this first question is a very simple one. And the question is that when you look in that particular category, what is going well? Now, it's quite an unusual question because often when people do yearly reviews, they're focusing on, you know, what we need to change and what's been a disaster for us. And so what this yearly review does, it just takes a different step. It takes a step away and asks the question, what is going well? Now, sometimes the question can be quite a strange one because you might be looking in a particular category and you think, well, nothing's going well. It's been a complete disaster in that category. It's not been good at all. You know, maybe you're looking in relationship and you think, well, nothing's going well in relationship. I don't even have a relationship. And so it goes on. Or you might think, well, nothing's going well in my relationship because we're always bickering all the time and we don't seem to like each other so much. And so it can seem a strange question, especially in those circumstances. But what I'm going to suggest is that in those circumstances, that question becomes even more useful because it's really, really easy that when things don't seem overall as though they're not going well, when things seem as though they're going badly, we can kind of kid ourselves into missing the fact that at times it's not going as badly, or at times there's even instances of just what we want. So let's say things aren't going well in your relationship, for instance. It's very tempting then to go into all or nothing thinking and then say, oh, well, nothing is going well. Things are terrible all of the time. And yet when you ask the question, what's going well, you start to notice that, okay, yesterday was awful, but there was 30 seconds in there that actually went okay. And if there was more of life like that 30 seconds, then things would be a lot more tolerable. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for those moments that we often miss where things actually are going well. Now, in some categories, you know, you'll look at this and think, well, actually, there's a fair bit going well. But even if your first instinct is to dismiss it because you think, poof, well, in this category, everything's terrible, just check that out because not everything will be terrible. Even amongst the terribleness, there will be certain things in there that are going well. And those things are really important because if you can expand those, then more of life will be going well. More of that category will be going well. And as you'll notice with the other questions, as I go into them, often it's noticing what's going well that allows us a foothold into starting to understand why it's gone well, what you did in order to make it go well. And once we see what's gone well, and we're able to try and amplify that and really understand how we created it, we can do more of that thing in order to get more of the stuff that's going well. So it's a useful thing to do in a yearly review, because it sets up your forthcoming year in 2022 to think, actually, there were certain things that did go well, even amongst things that didn't. I'm starting to understand how I managed to create that. So let's do more of that in the year going forward. The second question is simply, what else? In other words, it's asking the first question again. Now, this second question is one that you should keep asking over and over and over again until you simply can't think of anything else. You see, it's so easy for us to overlook what's going well, and we need to continually prod ourselves. Human beings, because we were prey animals once upon a time, we've been evolved to be very threat averse. We notice things like change, for instance. We notice difference. We notice even when the light shifts. If you notice a shadow happen, for instance, you will pick up on it very, very quickly because there's a change in your environment. And so we're always looking for threat. We're kind of evolved to do that. We can't get away from that completely because it's just how we're set up as creatures that were once prey. And so amongst this kind of focus on the potential negative, there's also a missing of the good stuff. And so by continually prodding yourself, well, okay, what else is going well? Okay, so you've come up with this now, so you might write that down. And what else is going well? And what else? And what else? And so you can ask yourself that question until you kind of drive yourself a little bit crazy and you just run out of things to say. But it's a great question for just mining the stuff that we would otherwise overlook. Because there likely isn't just one thing that's going well. And it just prompts you to dig a little bit deeper and find the other stuff that's actually going well for you so far. Even like I said in the last section, if it's kind of buried away in the crags of the darkness, it's even more important then to find them. Question three is, how did I make these things happen? So let's say, for instance, you might notice that something went well. I don't know, maybe something in your business or your working life went really well and you got a lot of positive attention for it. Or maybe there was a time within your relationship and it might have only been like a week and you think, oh, that was a good week. I really liked the way that week went. We really seemed to get on well. Or maybe it's something to do with, you know, you're happy with the fact that at some point during the year, what went well is you actually did some exercise for like 2 weeks. And you might notice, well, that's actually an instance of more of the kind of thing that I'm looking for going forward. That went well. Whatever it happens to be, you can then ask yourself, how did I make those things happen? How did I create those circumstances? What are the things that I did that meant that that thing went well actually occurred? And what you're doing here is you're just creating possible causal links. So that week when everything went well and we got on really well, what was my role in that? What happened in terms of the circumstance that enabled that to be the case? You know, and you might notice, for instance, that actually during that week, you were more appreciative of your partner, or it might be that you took your foot off the gas with work. Whatever it happens to be doesn't matter really, and it's going to be different for every single person. But what it does, it just joins that thread from the good outcome, the things that went well, and just start digging into, okay, so what is it I did? Because what you'll find there are resources and things that are repeatable that you could actually do again. So let's say, for instance, somebody is running a business, say, and they notice that there was something that went well. There was a particular, say, campaign that went well and managed to land them a really big client that was really important for getting them through the year. It's important to say, well, how did I do that? Because that might be something that could be repeatable. And it's not just true in business, it's true in life. There's a really simplistic way of thinking about personal development and life improvement. And basically it's this. If something isn't working, do something else. You know, try an experiment. And if something is working, do more of that thing. And so what this allows you to do is notice what's gone well. And then also notice what it is that you did to create that, so that you know the things that you can repeat in order to get more of the kind of life that you actually want. The next question for reflection, before we bring it all back together again, is to ask yourself, what would it look like in this category that you're looking in, what would it look like if things were a little better? Now, notice I'm not asking you to think of what would happen if the whole world turned upside down in your favour. We don't need to climb a mountain with one step. But what would it look like if things were just a little bit better? So you're currently in the land of now. You are where you are, and things are how they are. But if things got a little bit better, and you were suddenly in the land of a little bit better, how would you know that you'd move forward that step? What would be different that would give you a clue that things were now a little bit better than they were? What are the things that you would notice? And so what this allows you to do is just to take a step forward and not ask yourself how or any of those questions which tend to stop us in our tracks, but just to paint the picture. You know, if things were better in my career, then just a little bit better, then, I don't know, maybe I'd notice that I was doing my work a little bit more quickly, or maybe it would be that I'd have a little bit more free time, or if things were going a little bit better in a relationship, maybe one of the things would be that we'd actually have dinner together, you know, instead of having a TV dinner separate from ourselves and the family. Maybe the whole family would come together every night, or maybe even just one night a week, and have dinner together. So you're looking for these little sparks of a step forward, that if you were to just get life in this category just a little bit better, you paint the picture. You don't need to ask how you would get there. Painting the picture is actually enough of a fuel. So just paint the picture, I suppose, in each of those categories, that if things got a little bit better, what would it actually look like? What are the little milestones, the little changes in that area of life that would signal a clue to you that, things have moved forward, things have gotten a little bit better? So I'm going to go over the four questions you've asked so far, because they all get pulled together really in the final question. So let's have a quick review. The first question is, what's going well in this area of my life? The second question, which it's a good idea to ask over and over again, is what else? What else is going well in this area of life? The third question is, well, how did I make these things happen? What did I do to create that thing that went well? And then finally, looking forward, what would this area of life look like if things were a little bit better? What would I notice there? And so you've got those four questions. What's going well? What else? So you can dig more. How did I do that? And what would things look like if they were a little bit better? And all of those four questions then feed into this final question. And this question just asks you to kind of reflect and brainstorm a little bit on knowing all of this, connecting again with things that have gone well, understanding what were the things you did to get that thing that you want more of, having an understanding of what life looks like if there's some slight improvements in it. What are some things that you could do next? And this is a very light, low energy, there's not a lot of intensity in this question. It's just kind of, let's kick out some ideas that knowing what I know from this review, what are some things that I could do next in order to help me along? And so there are your five questions. What's going well? What else is going well? And keep asking that until you run out. How did I do that? What would it look like if things were a little bit better? And then with all of that information, what are some things that you could do next that might actually help you get to where you want to be, to actually bring into fruition more of the stuff that went well and move you closer towards what things look like when they're a little bit better? So yeah, just to sum up, I did this yesterday. I do it every year and I find it really useful. It just gives me a sense of direction for things that I want to do. Sometimes I'll actually do it more than once a year, maybe like round about the summer. There was a time that I did it kind of every quarter, but that got a little bit too much for me. But I'll do this at least once a year, often twice. And so there's certain things here that I've already started to do. So I ordered myself, for instance, some new trousers. I haven't ordered myself new trousers since before lockdown. And I need new trousers because I think I've put a little bit of weight on over lockdown. But there you go, I've ordered some new trousers as a result of this. I've actually started a fasting routine, which has worked for me in the past, just intermittent fasting. So that's something else I've already implemented as a result of just having this time out to reflect. I'm going to build a walking schedule with friends. During lockdown, that was one of the bright spots. I managed to reconnect with a lot of cool people. And we just went for lovely big long walks together. And I thought, well, I'd like more of that. So I'm going to build a list of people to ask to go on walks with me and start doing that again. And so there's a whole host of things here where just having this reflection and asking these simple questions, very, very simple, gentle questions about what's gone well and how I managed to do that and how I'd like life to look if it was just a little bit better than it is now. And what are some things that I could maybe do? And so another thing that I did actually yesterday, having done this reflection, I've got a couple of drawers in my house and they drive me mad because anytime I go to get anything from it, I can't because they're just too packed. Well, I've had a big declutter and now those drawers are lovely to go into. And so that was in my where I live category, my living environment. That was something that I noticed that if life was a little bit better, when I went into those drawers, it would be really easy to find the things I'm looking for. And it's only a small thing, but now it's done. And so they're just some examples because you don't have to kind of be changing the world with your yearly review, but it will give you a sense of what's gone right for you, what's gone well, what you did to create those things, how you want life to look if it was just a little bit better than it is now in each of those areas, and then give you some ideas as a result of things that you might do in order to get there. So I hope it's been useful. It's useful to me every year. So I wanted to share it with you. Just five simple questions. What's gone well? What else? How did I manage to do that? What would it look like if things were a little bit better? And then kick some ideas around of things that you can do next. If you found this episode useful, please do share it so others can get the benefit as well. And if you'd like to work with me directly, I'm Alan Parry, and you can find out more about how I work at liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk. And of course, you don't have to be local to me because I work 100% online, so you can be based absolutely anywhere. Also, I want to let you know about a free video course that I've put together for you, and it's called Childhood Trauma Gone for Good. And it shows you how your trauma can now be completely eliminated. You can get that video series completely free. Just go to aSliceOfTherapy.com/free. And please subscribe to the podcast as well, because this is free too, and it means that you'll never miss an episode again. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you again on the next one.